What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan, and joining us, as always, he's looking so good, he makes me want to Pikachu, Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Get your Flash HM ready, because we have Mount Moon's finest, Jay.
That's right.
Our resident master at telling Officer Jenny's and Nurse Joy's apart, Dave.
Meow, that's right.
Oh, and wow. The last number in your Pokedex. Oh, wait, they just added another 100 more? It's Av.
I don't know what to say, man. That's
this
it.
This is going
to
be fun.
What's up, everyone? If you couldn't guess by that intro, today's theme will be Pokemon.
Pokemonster.
Yeah, Pokemon's making a big comeback right now. There's the trading card games getting big again. Pokemon Snap's coming back. People are always playing Pokemon Go. Did Pokemon actually ever really
I was
going to
say
away?
The same thing. Did it even
I don't know. Did
I
it?
I was wondering that too.
Has it always just been
so.
Here?
I feel like their marketing has always had great timing so that it would never be forgotten.
Ooh.
I also heard from Emo Agogo. He said that Pokemon is like the biggest entity out there as far as fandoms, money wise.
In the world, huh?
In the world.
Wow. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, with that in mind, as we like to start off every episode, we start off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today's GTK of the day, if you can make up a Pokemon, what kind of creature and type would it be? Also, what name would you give it? Jorge, start us off, youngling.
It's a dark and ghost type Pokemon, and I wanted to make an Eeveelution, because ooh. I feel like it's always fun to do Eeveelutions.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Kakarochimon.
Yeah, like Kakarochimon. And so this one is a Dimion, which basically it's a ghost type and dark type evolution. And the reason it became a ghost was because it was an Eevee that accidentally passed away because of a negligent trainer. And so it turned into a ghost type Pokemon.
That kind of reminds me of like Cubone and Marowak.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go down that path because we've talked about this other Pokemon called Drifloon. Who's like a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
It's a ghost type balloon and it steals children.
Here's the Pokedex entry for it is, it is whispered that any child who mistakes Drifloon for a balloon and holds onto it could wind up missing.
Whoa.
Creep.
Whoa.
F that. What the hell? Ben, stay away from those Drifloons.
Yeah, so I made a ghost and dark Eeveelution.
Nice. That's fitting for you because you love Halloween.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Thanks.
Would it be orange or yellow?
Have you ever seen that black paint that it's like so black you can't see shapes?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it would look like that, but with bright yellow eyes. So you know you're in trouble when you see the yellow eyes.
And a yellow beanie.
All you see.
And a yellow beanie.
Wow.
Cool. Speaking of evolutions... Do you know what happens if you give Eevee money?
No.
What?
Tell me.
It evolves to Patreon.
Hey!
I was like, I feel a joke coming.
Is that yours, Juan?
No.
I was going to say, is that a plug for Patreon?
I do not.
I was like, do we have a Patreon account to plug?
We do not. I do not. I am not affiliated with Patreon in any way, shape, or form. Outside of working for them. Cool. Jay, how about you?
Well, let's see. Okay, if I made up a Pokemon, it would have to be Chonky. It'd be okay, I got it. Okay. I'd have a Chonky. It looks like just a giant ice cube, but he's got little penguin feet and little penguin hands coming out of the ice. So it just looks like an ice cube with like penguin limbs. But then like the Pokedex would be like, actually a shy Pokemon, it jumps into the water to cover itself in ice to hide.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have no idea what I would call it.
The introverts of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Icemon.
Ice baby.
Or the other obvious choice for my Pokemon would be Kakarotchiman.
Kakarotchiman.
Which apparently is a evolution of Eevee that, you know, bug type, because it doesn't exist yet, and it should. It will look really creepy, but yeah.
How about you, Dave?
Mine's would be a dark type Pokemon. As a big fan of Taz and Dizzy Devil, so I imagine it to be a Tasmanian Devil. Dark type, because I kind of want it to be a troll and lure you in with its cuteness, because Dizzy Devil's cute and everything. Oh yeah, because Mikey Mike also has a propeller on his hat that was inspired by Dizzy Devil.
Oh.
If you guys didn't know that. But anywho.
What's Dizzy Devil?
Tiny Wait, Toons. What?
Tiny Toons.
Young boy over here. The youngling.
Yeah, I knew that.
But yeah, lure you in with the cuteness, but then it could fart and run away.
Is its attack like a poison gas?
Yes. It's dark poison, I guess you could say. There you go. And his name is Bajuko.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. That's a throwback to an inside joke with my high school friends.
How about you, Ev?
Oh, man. I don't know what the hell's going on right now.
That's the best part. You
could always stick on brand with the B.
I know. B. There's already a B drill. B wrench.
I used to go with B drill.
Honey. No, how about I don't know, man. Pokemon. What was the question again? What kind of creature?
So you basically make up your own Pokemon.
Make up my own Pokemon. Okay. So let's make this Pokemon like it likes to dance, and it hypnotizes you with its moves.
Ooh.
And then
can it sing then, too? Like how you sing, Av?
Oh no, with no, your no, voice? No. It's not that good. It's mute, so it doesn't speak.
Wait, it's like you're describing Galarian Mr. Mime.
I know it is.
Because he tap dances.
Oh, forget it. I don't even know who the hell that is.
It's been done.
Forget or it's it, like then. A dancing version of a Jigglypuff.
Yeah, that could be it.
What are you gonna name it?
Avipuff? We're gonna name him. No, we're gonna name him.
I like Avipuff.
How about Boogie Boots?
Boogie Boots.
Hey, Boogie Boots.
Boogie
and then
Boots.
When they're hypnotized, he just gets you. I guess I don't know. How do battles work? How do Pokemon battles work? That's it.
That's actually pretty good. I like nice. It.
Right. I tried.
Boogie Boots.
All right. For me, I would you know the poop emoji?
Yeah.
It would basically look like the poop, like a mix between the poop emoji and like Mr. Hankey. Oh. So like maybe we'll give it a Christmas hat. So he looks
that
looks
is Mr. Hankey.
Yeah, but it looks just like a regular piece of poop. But when you walk up to it, it actually smells really nice. You know?
Oh.
But yeah, it'll make people will see it and be like, ew, gross, poo, and want to get away from it. But little they know, that's like one of the rarest legendary Pokemon, just that little piece of poo.
Ooh.
It just has like crazy ass attacks that can like take down a Charmander.
Dang.
Or not Charmander, Charizard, and like all the big ass Pokemon.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's a Ututut. If you don't know, utot in Tagalog means fart. So utotot.
That's a good one.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for sharing your Pokemon and getting a little creative. That was actually Dave's question that he came up with.
What?
So the reason why we're talking about Pokemon is because they just had their 25th anniversary. That's crazy to think that Pokemon has been around for 25 years. Jorge, were you just like in an embryo at that time? Like,
no, I was. I actually vividly remember the Pokemon craze when it first started. I was a part of it. I have all the first games, but we'll get to that.
Well, with that in mind, what was your guys' first encounter, I guess, with Pokemon? Your first experiences? Jorge, you kind of was talking about it. Give us a little bit of more detail on that.
It was actually probably some of my earliest childhood memories. I mean, sorry, I know that that's not early childhood for everyone, but one of my earliest childhood memories is going to Toys R Us to get, you know, the slips that you had to get for the games back in the day. It was like a yellow paper or orange paper.
Yes. If you wanted to get like a video game, you have to get the paper and then bring that to the front, and they would get the counter back.
Yeah, then you go to the other counter.
You go to the other counter, yeah.
I remember going and them not having the paper slips. So it took a couple tries before I actually was able to get the game.
Oh, because they were sold out.
My first encounter. Yeah, because they were sold out. So that was my first encounter.
Yeah, back then you didn't have to like ask a lazy employee to open the case with their keys or whatever. You just get the slip and bring it over to them. That's actually a pretty cool way to do it. I think Costco's like still does it like that.
Yeah, Costco does it
for their stuff. Cool. How about you, Av? I know Pokemon was fairly new for you.
Not new. It's just I never really got into it. Speaking of Toys R Us, I used to work at Toys R Us. So I remember, so what was it, 90? So it started in 95, right? 95, 90. I started working at Toys R Us back in 97. And I remember, so 97, 98, I think I was there up until like 99. But I remember the card craze, people or kids coming in looking for the cards and the video games. I do remember like buying cards for one of Anna's cousins because he was into it, Anthony Viz. He would play, you know, and he was probably like, what, 10 or 11 back then. and I would, you know, hook him up with cards because he would ask and he would play tournaments and whatnot. But I still would not get into it. I was just like, okay, I'll grab you some. But I just saw the craze. I saw all the kids flocking, you know, Toys R Us for, you know, with the games and stuff. But
those games were hard to get at first.
Yeah, like, yeah, they would always sell out. Everything would sell out still back then. It's kind of weird that I never really like dove into it because seeing the popularity of it and knowing people that were into it, it just didn't click with me. I don't know why. It's
well,
so
how
weird.
Old were you?
I was let's see, maybe like 20, 21.
That's why.
Well, yeah, no, but still, I was still like kind of, you know, what so-called nerd. You know, I was into all that nerdy stuff still, like toys. You know, I still collected toys.
Yeah.
It's just I never got into it. Maybe I thought it was like, oh, it's more for the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Anthony was, what, 11 years old. So I was like, I guess it's cool. But it wasn't something that just got me.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I don't regret it, but it's like I wish I kind of knew more about it because it's now that I'm still in kind of that industry, you know, having Beehive. Collectibles. It's something I wish I knew more of. And
you're opening up cards now, though, right?
Yeah, but that's just for the it's really thrill. Just for the heck of it, just and yeah, like the thrill for the thrill because I know what some of these things go for, and or how rare some of these things are, and it's just fun to open packs because it reminds me of opening packs when I was younger of, you know, baseball cards and football cards. So it's just that the thrill of the hunt in that aspect.
For sure.
But yeah, it's all good. I'm kind of learning in a way, but through you guys too. So, but yeah, it's cool.
So if anyone ever wants to teach Av a little bit about Pokemon, he's here to absorb it like a sponge.
I'll try to. Yeah.
How about you, Jay?
Was Pokemon in 95 or like 96?
Yeah, I think it was 96.
96.
I want to say it was 96.
For the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, specifically the game, because that was my first thing with the game was Pokemon, like Red and Blue. And yeah, I mean, same thing as everyone was saying so far. Like, that thing was sold out all the time.
Yeah.
And we used to go to Toys R Us and it was like, all right, let me see if I can get a slip. They're, you know, trying to get Pokemon Red or Blue. At that point, it didn't even matter which color. And then I just never got it. And then I remember we would go, because at the same time, Tamagotchis were hecka big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those were sold out all the time,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember there was one time that we went and I checked and there was no Pokemon. But they had a Tamagotchi left, and it was like a green and orange one. And I was like, man, I don't even like these colors. But it was like a consolation prize. And then I remember we bought the Tamagotchi, and then like 2 days later, like my cousin or my friend, somebody was like, hey, they got Pokemon, Reese. Like, I just got Pokemon. And I'm like, man, I don't even want this Tamagotchi no more.
Do you remember the Pikachu Tamagotchi? I forgot what it was
called.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Later on, they had that Pikachu that you had to like shake and stuff to
get, but it was like, basically points. A Pikachu Tamagotchi.
Was Red and Blue the first games?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
okay, I remember that.
Technically, actually, in Japan it was Red and green because it was Charizard and Venusaur, but I guess they thought America wouldn't care for Venusaur, so they changed it to blue for Blastoise.
Let's go Blastoise.
As you can see,
wow. Those were the first ones.
Right there.
Wow. Yeah. Jorge, so Jorge is holding us. For those who can't see, because this is a podcast, Jorge is holding up the original Pokemon Red and Blue versions.
Game Boy, right?
This is something
Boy,
I didn't Boy? Know. Did you know it says patent pending? Patent was pending for these cartridges back then?
I think because it was actually one of the first cartridges that came out in color. Because back then, all Game Boy cartridges were all gray.
They were gray, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another thing that was pretty cool about them was that they were the first color one to come out. So it was the first one you'd have in your Game Boy where there'd be like a pop of color.
That's funny. Damn, brings back memories.
Yeah.
I used to work at those the video game pickup areas. It's
you were so the guy at the window.
I was the guy.
I'm pretty sure I saw you because I was there like all the time.
I didn't work at the Daily City one.
Yeah,
I worked in the Foster City San Mateo one.
I went to that one
Bridge
too.
Point, yeah,
I would go to that one.
That was I was there. I probably handed you a game.
Dang. Going back to that Tamagotchi Pikachu, did anyone ever just put it on their dryer so that it would shake and you get like 3 points that way?
Okay, I had a Digimon and Digimon. The same thing. I used to put it on my sock during class and I'd like shake my leg.
Smart.
Didn't it have a clip for your like belt?
It clipped to your pocket or your belt and stuff normally when you're walking, but I like during classes I'd put it on my sock and
so that you could get extra
Nice. How about Pokemon? What was your first introduction to Pokemon, Dave?
Oh, just like Jorge, is definitely the video game. My friend got the red version. Mm-hmm. But then, so I ended up getting the blue version naturally. Those that don't know, there are only certain type of Pokemon available in each version. So it encourages you to play with other people to trade. That's why we both got red and blue. Even though like I got the blue version, I still picked Charmander. Sorry.
You know, what's the only problem about that early Pokemon and the whole trading thing? You had to have that one friend who was like balling enough to have the transfer cable.
Yeah.
The cable. You need the cable.
Yeah. Are you done, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's mine. I'll save my Pokemon card stuff for later.
I remember. So for me, it obviously was the game as well. It wasn't the game because I couldn't get the game for the longest time because it was always sold out. My first introduction to Pokemon was the show, the cartoon. Mm. So me and one of my best friends back in the day by the name of Julian, we used to watch the show because he was like my neighbor who'd go to each other's house, watch the show, and we would play Pokemon. Like we bought the little toys and we would throw Pokeballs at each other. Like, I caught you, like. It's like stupid stuff like that. It was funny because like I was one of the last people at my school to actually get the game. But when I got it, my mom didn't know which version to get me. So she got both and was like, I'm just going to return the one that you don't want. Dang. And I was like, okay. And then me being like a sneaky Sneaky dude, I just opened them both. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I accidentally opened both. Guess you can't return them. So I had both versions. And then my cousin gave me his Game Boy, a second Game Boy, because I had my own. So I had two Game Boys so I can like try and trade with myself so I didn't have to worry about. But yeah, just like Jay was saying, I didn't have that damn transfer cable.
Yep.
So I would always have to go bug my friends, like go to their house. Hey, can I come over and just use your transfer cable?
And I think if I remember, I like only one of our friends had it. And
yeah, like- Chris Ablaza. That's the guy who had it.
Let me borrow that cable.
I always go to, he was rich, that's why. So we always go to his house, use that transfer cable.
I might be jumping the gun here, but did you guys have any obscure Pokemon items?
I don't know how obscure it was, but I remember I used to have those Pokemon action figures. There's like little like standy figures that would come in Pokeballs, and like you could buy like a set. There was like Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard with a Pokeball. That's about it.
One thing I had that I always thought, like looking back on, I was like, I don't know why they made this. But it was like marbles, Pokemon marbles.
Oh, no, I remember what you're talking about.
Oh, I did have those too,
yeah. It was like a Pokeball and you could launch them.
Yeah, there was like a fancy version of marbles.
And then it was like it was like 2D though, right? So it was like a marble and it was like a sliver inside of
the marble. Yeah, it was a game too, right?
Yeah.
I think it is a game.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically just marbles.
They were trying to capitalize on the success of the Pokemon card game. They're like, oh, let's try marbles. No one played that.
Except for me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, well, are we talking about obscure things?
Yeah, go for it.
I used to, I don't know if it's obscure, but back when I used to go to like Japantown, I'd like take the bus there every now and then because I didn't know how to drive yet. Like I bought an origami book. Of Pokemon, like, and then you'd like.
Why do I think I feel like I remember that? Was it at the paper store in Japantown by the spot?
Kinokuniya bookstore? But I'd build them with my friends or fold them. I guess is that what you call them? Yeah, I don't know if that's obscure though, but yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I used to have a Pokemon cake topper. That's not really obscure, but it's because I had a Pokemon cake for one of my birthdays.
Do you remember when they brought Pokemon to, I think this was during the movie, it was part of the movie like promotion, was when it was at Burger King and they had the gold.
Yes, gas. I had them.
I have them still.
I had all of them. It was gold-plated cards inside of a Pokeball.
I don't know what happened to them.
And then
I ended up with the poster too. There was like a poster.
It wasn't even in a Happy Meal. You had to buy it separately from what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to buy it separately.
Yeah,
I remember because I was out and about. This is like when I first learned how to drive too. So after school, I'd drive to how many? Several Burger Kings? I don't want to say because it's kind of embarrassing.
There's only like two Burger Kings in Vallejo, Dave.
I didn't just stay in Vallejo. I mean, that's why I emphasize I just got my license. Learned how to drive.
How many BKs can I hit in a day?
And how many heart attacks did I avoid? Oh, jeez. But yeah, I was very sick of Burger King like after that.
You would go and actually buy food every time?
Yes, I would.
Why? You didn't even have to buy food.
Them all.
But you could just buy the ball.
I didn't know that back then.
He didn't want to seem creepy. I just want to buy a Pokeball.
I just want a Pokeball.
Pokeball, please, one. He'd have to have food with it.
Oh,
they had, you remember they had all those toys? And Jorge mentioned the posters, too. Poster. I still have the poster in my closet.
How did we get the poster? Because I don't remember how I got the poster. I just know I had one.
I forget. I think
it's like
for...
it's like the crown where you just ask for it and they give it to you.
Yeah. Oh,
I think you
okay.
just ask for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Oh, man.
Brings me back. kind of backtracking. I know everyone talked about the video game being like their first experience. What do you guys remember about the video game? Whether it be the red or the blue version?
Music. The music, for sure.
Yes.
Like the 8-bit soundtrack.
I hated Lavender Town. Like, I would like either mute the game when I would get into Lavender Town or just like bounce out of there as fast as I can just because it was super creepy.
it had the creepy little, even though it was like 8-bit music, it was still super creepy.
Yeah, I hated it. I was like,
I love it whenever they have it in Pokemon Go. They only have it during like Halloween season.
Yeah.
Lavender Town, yeah.
speaking of games, that wasn't the only game that we got. There was Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Stadium.
Yep. Oh, the mini games in Pokemon Stadium were funner, I think, than actual Pokemon Stadium.
Fact.
The mini games were super fun. There was like the sushi one where you're like Lickitung trying to get it, eat all the sushi.
There was like the Kakuna, I think, where you had to make a gold.
Yeah. Or the Diglets, where you had to hit all the Diglets. I think was a game.
Yeah,
Diglets.
Yeah. Pokemon Snap was my game.
Pokemon Snap was
fun. A lot of people didn't really like Pokemon Snap, but I love that. I don't know if that's like one of the early influences that got me into photography or not, but making runs in Pokemon Snap was super fun.
That was a game where you're kind of on a course, and then your character is like a photographer. And then you just had to try to take the best pictures while you're on that course.
I think
that sounds
kind of familiar. Yeah. Like you take pictures of the Pokemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like you're on a safari.
I remember there's like special things you need to do, like to make a Slowbro. You had to like throw a shell at
him. Yeah, you had to throw certain things a certain way.
That's what was so good about the game is there were so many little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Like little hidden things you had to do to get a Pokemon to appear. Like I think to get the Dragonite was kind of difficult.
Articuno was hard or something. I forgot
what it was, but there was one like right in the beginning, like right at the very, very start. You had to do something like immediately. I forgot what it was though, but there were so many things about that
game. Coming back. Pokemon Snap just got announced. It's coming back for the DS, not the DS, for the Switch. So
I'm getting that for sure.
I got the pre-order email yesterday, and then I was like, oh, cool, this is coming out soon. And it's like, yeah, coming soon, April. I'm like, oh, what?
I pre-ordered it already, I guess.
Yes.
Nice.
Put my $5 down.
I won't be pre-ordering it.
Why not?
Do you have a Switch, F?
I don't even have a Switch.
Okay. You should get a Switch, and then you should get Pokemon Snap and Animal Crossing.
You already know how it works.
So we can look at the stars.
So we can look at the stars, man.
I love how dead on that was.
That sounds fun. That sounds fun.
And you can hang out with your best friend, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's do it in real life instead of a freaking video game island.
I mean, you know what you could do in real life, though? Download Pokemon Go and we could play Sacramento all together.
Speaking of Pokemon Go.
That's like the newest evolution, I think, of the Pokemon video game is Pokemon Go, where you don't need a Game Boy or a Switch or whatever to play it. Anyone can just download it on their phone and, you know, play. I know, Dave, you're probably the one who plays Pokemon Go the most out of all of us.
Am I now? Because I feel like Jorge.
I think that's Jorge now.
been more on a grind recently.
That's just as of lately. I think you've played more than me. You have more, what's it called? Like XP. So you've been playing more.
I do. Mm. I haven't even looked at that in a while.
But what's some of your guys' favorite things from Pokemon Go? Especially with COVID and the pandemic, how they'd had to adjust. Because before Pokemon Go, you literally would have to get out of your house and walk around, which actually. What is what I liked about it initially is that you would actually walk around and like meet people and like you'd meet people through the Pokemon Go community, which was pretty cool. But now with COVID, they made it it's a little harder to do all that.
I will never forget back in 2016 when the game first came out and going to downtown and seeing like until like almost midnight, just hundreds of people. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. And everyone just like, you know, they were catching Pokemon. It was great.
Yeah. And you know what else that I really love about the game is that it brings out all ages of people. So, you know, you have people our age, but then you also have like parents with their kids, even like grandparents playing. Like there's the grandpa in like Asia somewhere
with a bike that has 20 cell phones on it.
All of his like phones like all spread out.
You're just like,
think of all the data plans you had to buy for that.
He don't even care. He's got to catch them all.
Pogo is life.
Yes. Or even like our deacon who at our church plays with us.
Yeah.
Shout out to Deacon Bobby, Andrew's dad.
Hey.
So he asked me to dog sit for him and house sit for him. And they're going to Japan. And then we were having dinner and then like, I was just telling my story about like wanting to go to Japan and everything. But since the game first came out, I didn't have a Farfetch'd yet in my Pokemon Go, in my Pokedex yet. So I was like, yeah, one of the other reasons why I'd want to go to Japan is because I'd want to catch a Farfetch'd. And then he's like, oh, you play Pokemon Go too? I was like, oh, you do too? And he's like, yeah, we want to go catch Farfetch'd also and blah, blah, blah. And dude, like the guy's like, was level 40 before a bunch of other folks. And yeah, it's hilarious. And he's like really hardcore with raiding and everything too.
Yeah.
Is he still playing?
He still plays now. He was like on a break for a little bit, but now he plays again.
He just opened one of my gifts the other day.
little update on the Pokemon Grandpa. Apparently his bike currently now holds 64 smartphones.
Oh my
god. 64.
How do you do that? He's like an octopus.
God.
I'm also glad that, you know, he's able to do that safely. I don't know how many people could do that out here necessarily and just like be fine, but that's pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, not get like jumped for one of their phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or true. 6 or 12 or 30.
Well, it's Japan. Everyone there has like high-tech stuff.
Yeah. He's like using like these old phones that nobody wants.
Yeah. one of the funny stories I have about Pokemon Go is I remember me and Lisa were actually walking down First Street in Benicia, because that's where everyone goes to catch Pokemon because there's a bunch there. And then I remember there was this car that just pulls up next to us. And it's like this dude comes out looking like thuggish or whatever with his girlfriend. And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, you know where we can catch water Pokemon? And I was like, what? So yeah, right down there. Just go down to the end of the pier.
That was half of the fun too, because what I remember before they showed Pokemon that was nearby. I think the map system now is totally different from how when it started. Mm-hmm. But you would hear someone like 3 or 4 blocks down the street be like, "There's a Dragonite,"
and then
you
just everyone see, like, would start running. Run. Yeah.
All the way
I remember that.
I'm kind of curious. So, Av and Jay, because you guys don't play, what were your guys' impressions of like people that were into the craze and like running around or being kind of unsafe at times too?
Av, you want to take this one?
Sure, I'll take it. First reaction was like, "What the heck's going on?" Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. So. No, I mean, yeah. I didn't really see a lot of like craze too much until like I think we went to a Funko event the grand opening for Funko HQ, and we were in between like certain things happening at the grand opening, and Dave was like, "Yo, I'm about to go play Pokemon," and I was like, "I guess I'm tagging along. I don't know anybody here, and I'm in a foreign place." So like, you know, we walk around, and all of a sudden, like, there's 20 people around me. I'm like, oh, I need to pull out my phone and pretend like I'm doing something, because apparently there's something going on here.
So yeah, he pulls up like Candy Crush on his phone.
I was just scrolling through my Instagram like, okay, this is, yeah, I'm in here.
You guys know that was actually how I met Tony, our friend from Everett.
Was through a raid?
Through Pokemon Go. There was because Zapdos was first released during that weekend. So, it was the Captain America statue in front of HQ that was a gym. The Zapdos popped up, and then like I was just like, okay, let me just hold my phone out so people kind of know that I'm trying to like raid or something.
And people flocked to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, are you trying to do the raid? Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's do this. We need a few more people. And I was like,
and everyone looks at me. Everyone looks at me, and I'm just like, nah, bro, sorry.
And then we see this like a family. And then a kid has a Pikachu sweater on, and we're like, they have to play. Hey, do you guys play Pokemon Go? You want to do this raid real quick? Yeah, so we found our little group of people to do a Zapdos raid.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, it was a trip, because after they finished, they were like, oh, there's like a nest that's like 2 blocks from here. And like the whole group is like, oh yeah, let's go. And I'm just like, what?
It'd be like that, man. Like. Yeah. Back then, like, people would get in their cars and be like, hey, there's a nest over like a mile away, let's go to all drive over there, and everyone would just all flock at the same time.
I remember those days. It has certainly evolved though since quarantine and since everyone's been home. Like, before you had to be at the gym. So like what Dave was saying with the Captain America statue, you had to be a certain distance from the gym to order in order to participate. Obviously with quarantine, you can't do that because everyone's home. So what they did was they allowed remote raid passes. Mm-hmm. And if someone is by a gym or close enough that they can click on it, you can now use a remote raid pass and invite five friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's been pretty cool too. To be able to do that.
Yeah, what does the raid do?
Good question, Ab. Good question.
Maybe Juan, did you want to explain what a raid was?
So basically a Pokemon raid is there'd be a higher level Pokemon most of the time. Maybe like a legendary, like a Zapdos or anything like that. And then everyone would get together in a group and you would all together as a team try to take it down. So try to basically beat it.
Oh, okay.
And then after you beat the Pokemon, you get a certain amount of Pokeballs to try and catch it as well. So the whole point of doing the raids is to not just take it down, but also catch the Pokemon.
Catch. Gotcha.
Yep. And then what was I going to say?
Since so what happens when you catch them? Sorry.
Oh, you could use it.
Yeah, you could use it for future battles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know, just to stun people.
Like, check out my shiny.
Yeah.
But since they introduced the remote feature, I've been able to, like, because before me and Tony in Everett wouldn't be able to play together. We'd only be able to like battle each other and everything, but now we could raid with each other. And it's been pretty cool. Mm. And I've been able to raid with other Funko Fanatics in like Connecticut, Arizona, Texas.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good way to keep in touch with folks.
Download the app, man. It's not too late.
I think it's coming back stronger now that Pokemon Go. Believe it or not.
If Jay does it, I do it.
Yes!
Ooh, there you go.
Do it.
Well, Ab, looks like we're not playing Pokemon.
Come on, Jay. You're having fun in that one PvP battle that one time.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. We were at a hotel, right?
Yeah.
Dude, it's something to do while you're at work. Just catch Pokemon.
Oh, and Andy plays too, so you and Andy.
He does.
There you go.
Just let me know.
kind of pivot a little to get you guys off the hook. Speaking of things coming back, one of the big things that's coming back right now are Pokemon cards. That kind of like came out of nowhere, where like people started collecting and it started being a big thing.
I think I know what started it.
I was just gonna ask, like, how did that come about? Because it really, like,
yeah, I don't even know.
For most people, it seemed like it came out of nowhere.
Honestly, I think it's when people realized how much the OG cards were selling for. And a lot of that is thanks to, I think Leonhart really pushed it up. And I hate to say this too, but that one other YouTuber guy, Jake or Logan Paul. Or whatever.
Logan Paul. Yeah, Jake Paul.
Yeah, he also, I guess, pushed it basically got on people's radar when he started collecting too. But Leonhart is a YouTuber who opens packs, and he opened original first edition packs, and he pulled in one of his videos the first edition holographic Charizard, which at the time was going for like 20,000, 30,000. Now, today, that's like almost $300,000, that card.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Are people actually paying that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Logic paid like almost that much money for a holographic Charizard.
Yeah, I got a holographic Charizard.
I saw a video of I think, was it Logan Paul or Jake Paul? One of those YouTubers bought the Artist Pikachu, which is the most expensive card in the world.
Yeah.
But it was a fake.
Yeah. It was fake!
So he tore it up and was hella pissed.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
He didn't get his money back?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think you can when you get scammed.
He's rich like that, so he's whatever. Wow. So he just ripped it up.
I wonder if that was like a show.
Probably could have been just for the show.
Yeah.
But
it could have just been for show, yeah.
But yeah, so. Pokemon cards are coming back, man. And like, kind of like what Av was saying, it's just like the thrill of it. Like, I honestly, it's hard to keep up with what cards are like rare and like worth anything, because there are so many different packs now. Mm-hmm. There's Hidden Fates. There's Burning Shadows, there's Darkness Ablaze, there's Shining Fates, Vivid Voltage, Rebel Clash, all these different types of like packs now that it's hard to keep up. But like, just opening it, I think it's actually funner because you're opening it like, I don't even know what I'm going to get, you know, which is pretty cool.
One thing I never forgot from opening cards was the smell of cards. When I opened that first pack, the first thing I did, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still smells the same.
I like it too when you like, I don't know how you guys open it. Do you guys like pull from the middle?
Yeah.
From the top.
Like,
pinch,
yeah. And then you, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like a bag of chips.
Yeah. I like how it, when it like opens cleanly too, instead yeah. of it kind
so
of, like,
satisfying.
Yeah. I don't open cards right now though, Jay, so I didn't break our pact.
I was gonna say there's two Pokemon related packs
Ooh,
going on.
So
here.
if yeah. Dave
Why
buys
am I
Pokemon
involved in
cards
both of them?
If Dave buys Pokemon cards, then Jay has to download Pokemon Go.
Wait, what?
Which, wait, Juan, you're, what? You know what the outcome of that is? If
yeah, I'll watch My Hero. It's fine. It'll be a big domino.
Wait, so is that really happening? If I buy some Pokemon cards, Jay
will play Pokemon Go.
Can Jay and Av download the game?
And no, Av will download it.
I have to because Jay does.
There, it's one big domino, and then I'll have to watch Dave. My Hero.
Yes.
And then
okay, I'm buying cards tomorrow.
And then if I watch My Hero, it'll finally come off of my freaking recommended list on my Hulu account because of Jorge. Oh, there you go. It's all tied together.
Deal.
Oh, no.
Hey, and speaking of Pokemon cards, do you know where you can buy Pokemon cards?
BIVCollectibles.com.
BIVCollectibles.com.
You can buy them from Av.
Yeah, buy them from Av.
And they're all like usually sold out in other retailers, so.
Yeah, they are.
But not it.
Is that another booster box, Av?
Yeah.
How many more do you have?
What kind of booster box are we looking at here? What is that?
We're looking at a Vivid Voltage.
Vivid Voltage Chonky Chew Box.
Chonky Chew Box.
I bet you, the funny thing is, because I don't think Ab's going to open it, right? You're going to save it for future investments?
I'm going to save at least one.
Oh, damn.
That's the one that's going to have the rainbow Chonky Chew.
That is going to be the one.
Dang.
All right. Two. Oh, before we go.
Oh! You have a Hidden Fates ETB.
You're just like...
This is for Dave, though. This is for Dave.
So Av for the everyone in the podcast who can't see, Av just pulled up a elite trainer box, which is basically a box of 10 booster packs of Hidden Fates, which is one of the harder packs to find. Definitely.
Wait, that big old box selling. Only has 10 booster packs in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
So 10 boosters, but like there's also all other things. There's other cards.
Other junk.
There's dice. Oh. That's for people who actually want to play the game.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There's like a mat. There's dice. There's
okay.
A mat. Okay.
Other things in it.
Okay.
There's no mat.
Mat in this one. Some of them have mats, but not this one.
But it has energy cards. It has the dice, the tokens. It has like a rule book.
Yeah.
But what that also has is a $60 promo card. There's a promo card in there that goes for $60.
That's the three birds.
Damn.
Three legendary birds.
It's like
like a guaranteed $60. Like every box has one.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, every box has the promo. Yeah.
So that elite trainer box that ETB is going for like over $100 easy.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait,
definitely.
And it's 10 packs. What?
10 packs. Yeah.
10 packs. Some dice.
Crazy, right?
Or the reason it's so expensive is because I think
is it out of
they
print?
Reprinted it.
Yeah.
It was harder to find, but they just recently reprinted it. But the reason why people like this is because there's like 100 different
shiny
options. Like you can pull a regular card, but you can also pull a shiny, which is like a quote unquote like a chase version of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
A color variant.
It's not it's not 100 retail, if that's what you're thinking. It's retail's like
$50.
$50, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But people are reselling it for like $100 to $200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was like, maybe you won't be watching My Hero 1.
No, there's cheaper ones.
Yeah,
cheaper ones.
For sure.
I'm just going to save all this stuff.
I think those are, that's the thing too. So there's, this is the thing with Pokemon cards right now. There's people who buy to play the game. There's people who buy to collect.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who buy to flip. And then there's people who buy to invest. And that right there, the ETB is probably one of the good ones to like sit on your, you know,
Don't open it. Leave it.
Yeah, don't open it.
ETB, Elite Trainer Box.
Elite Trainer Box.
So, oh no, yeah, people are like, the lingo.
People are like selling unopened packs of like the first edition Pokemon cards for like hella money. And like you literally don't even know what's in it because it's never been opened.
That's what
and,
like, I remember. They're just that keeping being it in a thing case. With Magic, like Magic the Gathering.
Too. Magic, yeah, Magic cards too. Dude, Yu-Gi-Oh! We should all just buy Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards now before it blows up.
Start the train. The hype train so the on thing, Yu-Gi-Oh!
The thing about Yu-Gi-Oh! What they kept doing that Pokemon stopped doing was make first edition cards. So Pokemon doesn't make a first edition stamp anymore on the card itself, but Yu-Gi-Oh! Does. So you can buy like some of the newer sets that say first edition on it and possibly sit on it until later.
I have no idea about Yu-Gi-Oh! That's a whole nother episode.
I barely know about this episode.
Me too. I just have cards.
So with Pokemon, we talked about the video games. We talked about the trading card game. We talked about collectibles. What about the show? Who watched the Pokemon cartoon show? Back in the day.
Definitely
Ash and
watched
Ash it. And Misty, man. Never happened. What the hell?
Oh. Brock and mad. Every Nurse Joy.
I know. And every Officer Jenny.
Yeah.
Or even like the Pokemon movies. I remember like getting super psyched about watching the movie and then you get that promo card and then freaking Ash turns to stone and you cry with Pikachu and oh man.
Spoiler.
That's like a 20-year spoiler.
Speaking of Brock, every time Brock cooked food for Pokemon, even though they just look like little balls of like rice or whatever,
it looks always so looked good. You know what weirded me out is that I remember he made like a dumpling one time, and they called them donuts. So I was like, that ain't donut. Like,
what? Subtitle. Yeah, the translation was all like busted. A dumpling.
But what are you guys' fondest memories of the TV show?
The intro song, for sure.
Definitely the
intro show. I was going to go with the opposite and go Pokey Rap.
Oh, the Poke Rap.
Oh, Pokey Rap.
I don't know if I remember all of
that. I only remember like one part from one day. Because every day was a different part of the
Poke Rap. But I couldn't tell you the names.
Yeah. Or even the, who's that Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, in between commercials.
What am I remember watching Pokemon after school with my friend, and I remember just hella cracking up one time when I think it was a Mankey. It was Ash's Mankey, but then before then, I think Team Rocket stumbled upon it. And then Jesse and James, remember them from Team Rocket?
Yeah.
James just hella like kicked it. But then it like did the kind of kick where it like lifts it up and then slowly like tosses it. And I don't know. We were just hella cracking up over that. And that's like one of my memories from the cartoon.
One of the things that did kind of weird me out was I remember they were at like a festival. I think it was the episode where they saw that big ass Dragonite. And then like at the festival, someone was selling like fried Magikarp.
Oh, and I was like, yeah, that's like, right.
They eat Pokemon. Dang. Does that mean they eat Pokemon?
You know the waffle fish? Waffle?
That's what Magikarp's based off of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ice creams?
Yeah. I wonder if it was actual Magikarp or if it was the ice
cream. No, it was like a big ass Magikarp. So
like they fried the Magikarp.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's morbid.
There goes your Gyarados.
There's like so many weird like things that happen in the show like that would make sense in like normal life. But then, it's like, wait, so do they eat Pokemon?
Yeah.
And how come some Pokemon, like there's only female versions of that Pokemon? How is there more Pokemon? There's only like, male versions of that Pokemon.
Just the plot of it is these kids are like 10 and 12 years old leaving the house catching Pokemon. Like, how are you surviving? Like, what the 13-year-old
is controlling a dragon.
Oh my gosh. Like,
well, you know where I feel like they could do that and survive? Japan. I don't know if they could do it here, but in Japan, I believe it.
One of the more recent Pokemon shows or actually movies that came out was Detective Pikachu. Did anyone watch that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for the next one, right? They're doing another one?
They're doing a sequel.
Oh, they are?
And then they're also doing a another movie that's not Detective Pikachu, but set within the same world. That's going to follow, I think, Ash. It's going to be more...
Oh, what?
It's going to be more focused on, like, the original show itself.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I really enjoyed Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be weird at first, but then it grew on
me. You mean Pikapool?
Pikapool.
Yeah.
Pikapool.
Pika Lantern?
Yeah.
But it was actually a really good movie. Lisa, who's like not into Pokemon at all, like really liked that movie as well. It was just well written, well acted, and just a fun watch.
Yeah, definitely. Like these Pokemon movies and TV shows have always had good messages. I feel like because then, right, Detective Pikachu kind of had that message of like family and everything, but also like I think in that world they don't use their Pokemon to battle. It's more of a companionship and friendship,
yeah,
and everything. So I've always enjoyed that aspect of the franchise.
So yeah, that about wraps up the discussion portion. Let's play a little game.
Oh,
Av,
am I playing?
I know
this
you
game?
Love. I know oh, you yeah. love debates.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
This is back to back.
I have a little bit of a twist debates. On it though. So rather than saying, "Oh, you pick this Pokemon, you pick this Pokemon, and which one would win in a battle," I'm going to let you guys choose whatever Pokemon you want, any Pokemon you want, and then I'll give you a situation, and you have to tell me which Pokemon, why your Pokemon would be better at that situation. So it could be like, I don't know, mowing the lawn. Why is Pikachu better at mowing the lawn than Squirtle or something like that? So we'll do Av versus Dave. Since I think you guys were the loser circle last time. And then Jorge versus Jay.
Let's see. What Pokemon am I going to pick? Let's see.
Oh, so we pick a Pokemon first?
Any Pokemon you want.
Before we know.
Before you know the situation.
Before you know the situation, yes.
Wow.
Sick.
Okay.
I just picked the first card. I just picked the first card.
I got mine too, Dave. I think I know what you're going to pick, Dave.
You do?
All right, Av, what do you got?
I don't even know if this person's any good.
just grab a random card.
I just grabbed a card here. First card
Sick.
On top.
Sprite
okay.
dog.
I'm Jirachi.
Jirachi. Ooh, Jirachi.
I don't even know who that is.
Pokemon. Oh,
Jirachi.
That's a good card.
Jirachi. Wait, you have Jirachi. That? That's a good card.
Yeah, I have this card.
That looks like a Sanrio character.
That's an amazing rare.
Okay, Dreamy Revelation. What's this right. do? What's he do, though?
Dave, what so Pokemon do you choose?
I'll choose Shuckle.
Shuckle. Okay. Shuckle versus Jirachi. All right. Heads or tails for who goes first? Go ahead and call it, Dave.
Tails.
Heads. All right. So Av will be going first. Or Av, you get to choose. Do you want to go first or second?
I'm going to go second.
All right. So
a rude
Jirachi
point,
versus Shuckle. You have to tell me why your Pokemon would be better at interior design.
Oh.
So HGTV.
Oh, okay. So Shuckle, I mean,
wait,
he lives.
Hold on.
Oh,
let me
he's trying to get advantage.
let's do 40 seconds this time. I think 60 seconds is a little too long, 30 seconds a little too short. So 40 seconds. Your 40 seconds start now.
For those that don't know what a Shuckle is, it's a rock type Pokemon that looks like a yellow gloopy, like sluggish kind of thing, and it lives inside a red shell, and it's really derpy and cute. I think it'd be really good at interior design because, I mean, we've never seen what's inside its shell, so I think it has a really nice house inside for comfortable living. And we will never know because we are not Shuckles ourselves. But yeah, I think it'd be better than Jirachi because it's a very humble and
time.
Pokemon.
Your answer made me Shuckle.
All right, Av, why is Jirachi better at interior design than Shuckle? Your 40 seconds starts now.
Look at this guy. He's so cute. Jirachi.
Looks like something out of Sanrio.
Yeah. Is it cheerful? childish individual that delights in helping those around it. So with that, you know, with that trait, it's going to want to help you decorate your home nicely and have it nicely neat and organized and have cheerful colors. And there's going to be a and it's going to have some cute stuff in the house.
Ooh, can I add to abs?
Can I add to abs too?
It's a dream Pokemon. I think it's a Pokemon related to dreams, so it could probably help your dreams come true too.
I just looked it up, and
what's it do?
Apparently, the little like papers that hang off of it, if you write a note on it and make a wish, it'll grant any wish you want.
Oh, yeah, see,
you picked a good Pokemon.
But I, okay. Yeah, but my explanation sucks, so I think I lost.
No, I don't know, man. That was actually, you were selling to me.
I mean, we'll take a vote on it. I think Av might have won that one. What do y'all think?
I'll pick Av too.
It's a pity vote.
Unbiased opinion. I'm going with, is it Jirachi? Jirachi?
Jirachi.
Jirachimon.
What do you think, Jorge?
I like the idea of Shuckle being a good interior designer because he lives inside a shell.
But see, there's no proven fact.
But I think it's 2-1, so I think Av, you are the winner for this one.
I want to see Av advance. That's
all right, Jay and Jorge, pick your Pokemon.
So I'm really losing.
Are you going to heads and tails first, or we say?
Pick your Pokemon first.
I'm going with Hypno. The only Pokemon I care about, Squirtle.
Squirtle versus Hypno. Okay. Call it heads or tails.
Go ahead, Jorge. You can call it.
Heads.
Tails.
I shall go second.
I'm flipping my phone again.
Sick.
So, Tails, you're going second, Jay?
Yup.
All right, so you guys have to tell me who would win in a bake-off. So Squirtle versus Hypno, why your Pokemon would win in a bake-off. 40 seconds starts now.
Hypno uses like a metronome to control people. And so he would just find the best baker in the world, hypnotize him, and have him bake for him. That's it. That's all I got. That's an episode. There's an episode on that. He uses a metronome to control like a whole building worth of people. And so he can control any people to do, or he can make people do whatever he wants them to do.
But if he's controlling the baker, does the baker remember how to bake?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, it's a children's cartoon. All right. They can remember stuff like that.
That's some like Ratatouille type.
Yeah.
Art stuff, sorry.
Hey, go ahead. You could go.
All right, Jay.
Before I go, I just want to... can you repeat the question?
So, why Squirtle would be better at a bake-off than Hypno?
Okay, gotcha. Because Hypno didn't do any of the baking on Jorge's description. Just saying.
And your 40 seconds starts now.
Okay, so Squirtle, adorable, cute, coolest thing in the world. Shoots water out of his mouth. Nothing really related to baking. But Squirtle has the ability to call on other Squirtles, a.k.a. the Squirtle Squad, much like in Ratatouille. And they could all get together and try their best. You know, that good old college try. Yeah, I don't know how good it would come out. But I mean, you know, if you get like 20 of them together and you just keep trying, I mean, there might be something or... You know, something all right might come out of there, or just a lot of wet bread.
Ooh, I liked Jorge's explanation a little better, but Jay was right. The technicality. Did Hypno actually do the baking?
He did not.
So I think Jay, what do y'all think? I think Jay's the winner for that one.
Yeah, I vote Jay. He got me on the technicality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our winner's round for Pokemon is going to be Av versus Jay.
Yes.
Yes.
Rigged.
This is rigged.
It's all right. Yeah, there's no chance.
This all right, is all right. So go ahead and pick your Pokemon.
Oh, we have to pick a new one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
He's going to look at the cards.
I'm intimidated because Av literally just picks a random Pokemon and wins. All right, Dave, give me a Pokemon.
Snorlax.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Okay.
I just picked this one because it looks funny.
It's a ditto.
All right. What is it?
It's Slugma.
Slugma. Ooh, Slugma. That's the bloody loogie one.
Slugma.
Slugma. All right. Heads or tails, Jay?
Tails?
Tails.
Hey.
Oh.
Tails never fails.
You want to go first, second?
I'm going to go first.
What?
Oh, you're switching it up.
I have no idea.
Snorlax versus Slugma?
Oh.
Your topic. You have to tell me why your Pokemon would be better to start a podcast with. So Snorlax versus Slugma.
They're both going to put everyone to sleep, I think.
Yeah.
And your 40 seconds starts now.
All right, so Snorlax, he sleeps all the time. He's fat. He's chonky. And, I mean, you know, you got to play a poke flute to wake him up. So there's your intro jingle.
Hey.
I don't know how the poke flute song goes, but, you know, he wakes up, he yawns, he gets all, you know, gets all awake, and then he goes back to sleep. So, I mean, he gives you an intro jingle, you know. And an outro, he'll snore his way out on the outro, and you just fill in the rest of the podcast. See, he gives you at least a little bit. That's about it. And I mean, the face of the podcast. And I mean, time. What better face?
Can I add something to Jay's?
Sure. It won't count.
Yeah, it won't count. You know why he would be a good podcast partner? Because you got the jingle from the intro, but he only wakes up to eat. So you can do a mukbang podcast.
Oh, that's so good.
And yeah.
I was going to say, it's like, is it an ASMR kind of podcast?
Ooh. Wow. I was actually on the right track. I'm actually surprised.
All right,
myself.
Av.
Oh, man.
Why is Slugma the best Pokemon to start a podcast with?
What the hell does Slugma do?
Your 40 seconds starts now.
Slugma looks like a very serious guy. He's gonna have one of those. He looks like he could host one of those murder mystery podcasts.
Ooh.
And he'll keep you intrigued because he probably talks slow and deep.
Yeah.
And he'll just know all the details because he looks smart too.
I don't know, man.
I love it.
I don't know what he does, man. But yeah.
Everything he does is on fire.
He's on, yeah, he'll... No, that's not going to be good.
That's not going to be good.
Ooh, this one's close. This one's close.
I started off strong, but...
All right. I say me, Jorge, Dave, we'll each get a vote. Dave, who do you vote for?
I was intrigued with the murder mystery.
I do like that a lot.
Jay, who you got?
You had me with the murder mystery.
Yeah, same here. I think Av is our winner.
Yeah. I like it.
Of the Pokemon Showdown.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yo, we need to get Slugma and Snorlax on a cast together.
I like how you both pick like the slow Pokemon. Do you want to do a loser's round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Jorge versus
For
Dave. Go ahead and pick
place.
Your Pokemon.
Okay. Team Rocket Meowth.
Whoa, so okay. Specific.
No, we're talking Meowth.
I'll do Cubone, my emo Cubone. Buddy.
Okay, Cubone versus Meowth. Heads or tails, Dave?
Tails!
Tails.
Oh, snap. Second.
So, we have Team Rocket Meowth versus Cubone?
Yes.
You have to tell me why your Pokemon would be better at helping you as a tutor for a calculus test.
Oh. Okay, for me, it's because Meowth can actually talk.
Trying to sneak in that advantage.
So why the Pokemon will help you on a calculus test. And go.
Because the Team Rocket Meowth can actually talk to me so I can understand it. And one of its powers that it moves is called Payday, where its coins come out of its head. And if he has a power or ability where he can count coins and use coins and money, probably knows how to do math. So
calculus?
I trust that the talking Meowth with a move that's called Payday can help me, can help tutor me in math.
Yeah.
Okay. Calculus level math, though?
Calculus level?
Yeah. He was the boss of Team Rocket, technically.
Time.
He was the boss.
All right, Dave. Your time starts now.
For those that don't know, Cubone wears the skull of its mother. So I think during the time of... I think during the time its mother died and it waited for its mother to decompose, it counted all the bones and learned how to do some calculus. And because of that passion of, like, you know, being sad for its whole life, it wants me to succeed. And that's why it would want me to be successful in calculus and teach me the skills of counting bones. And stuff, yeah. Math.
I want Dave mathematical to succeed too.
All right. I think I'm gonna give that one to Dave. What do y'all think?
I'm gonna go with Jorge. It was pretty convincing. There's a lot of numbers getting thrown around.
The reason why I'm choosing Dave though is because he got me with the compassion part.
Yeah,
he's a bad guy. He's not gonna want to help
you. I know,
you.
That's true. I mean, when Dave said that Cubone's gonna want him to succeed, I'm just like, yeah, me too, man. Me too.
That's a good, yeah. That's what got me. That's a good point.
Again, this is the losers round, so it doesn't even matter.
you're the last vote.
I like the payday thing. payday. He knows his money, so he knows how to come up.
There you go. I think it's split on this one. We got a tie.
I like it. That works.
Nice.
No mercy.
All right. Well, thanks for playing. That pretty much wraps up our episode today. Thanks for joining us as we talk all things Pokemon. Feel free to add us on Pokemon Go, or at least me, Dave, and Jorge. Just DM us for our trainer codes, and we'll be happy to play with you once Jay and Av download it as well. But before we end this episode, we always like to end it off with our quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said language.
And today's quote of the day is brought to us by Mr. Avalino.
You see, sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays behind with you. Ash Ketchum.
There was a hesitation on the name read. I was like, is he gonna get it?
His name is Ketchum.
He's gotta catch them all.
That's a good quote, though. Is that when he gave away his Pidgeot?
I don't know. You tell me.
Tell us, Av.
That's another thing. Sorry, off topic, but Ash would just always give away his Pokemon. Like, he'd level them up and then let them go away.
You know what? I'm done with you. Get out of here.
Yeah.
He tried to give away Pikachu.
Did he?
Remember when he ran away from Pikachu?
Oh, in the first episode?
No. No, it was later.
It was later, yeah.
What's wrong with that guy?
And he let his Charizard go, too.
Well, Charizard didn't listen to him anyway.
That's true.
Come on, awesome. Ash.
So that about wraps up our episode. Thanks again for listening to us and all our nonsense. Again, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Mixer, iHeartRadio, your cassette player, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Snap, wherever you find us.
Cameo, Wild 107.7.
Hey!
Find us on Instagram and Twitter at Average Nerd Pod, and find us twitching. Twitch, because we got shocked by Pikachu. At the Average Nerd Podcast, once a week, every Thursday, Friday, or whenever we decide to do it.
Once a week?
Every other week.
I was like, not every Thursday.
Every other week.
Or every other week. With some secret streams here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But until next time.
See you, nerds.
There it is.
But until next time, see you, nerds.
Whoa, who's that Pokemon?
Committed.